Show him today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Nida 34. And in today's Daf Yomi, we start on the bottom of Lama Gimel Lama Beis, on the bottom of 33b, where there is a Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us about the daughters of the Tzedukah and the Sadducees, who are a group of people who argued with the Chachamim. They had a different halacha than the Rabbanon. They had a different interpretation, especially as it relates to the Beis Hamikdash and the laws of Tumah and Tahara than Chazal, than our tradition. So there were Benos Tzedukah, the daughters of these Sadducees, who didn't accept the halacha of the Chachamim. So what's the law with respect to them? So our says our Mishnah, Bizman Shinagu Alechas Bedarke Avosein, when they had the practice to walk like their families, like the Sadducee families, Harehin Kusios. Then we viewed them as Kusios, and then they were judged like the daughters of the Kusim, and then we were going to say that they're going to be in the laws of Nida, that they're going to be considered Nidos. However, Parshu Alechas Bedarke Yisrael, let's say they separated from that and they started walking in the laws of the Chachamim, Harehin Kisraelios, then they're going to be considered like Jews. So the Gemara then tells us a story about this. The Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbana, Maisa Bitstuki Echot Shesiperim Kohen Gadol B'Shuk. There's a story that there was a Sadducee who was having a conversation with the high priest in the marketplace. And as a result of this conversation, Vinitza Tzinora Mipiv, he accidentally, while he was talking to the Kohen Gadol, he spit from his mouth onto the Kohen Gadol. What happened next? V'nafal Kohen Gadol al begadav. It fell onto the garments of the Kohen Gadol. V'oriku panav shel Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol turned pale because he realized maybe all of his garments were tameh, because ritually impure, because the Sadducee himself maybe had been with his wife, and his wife would be a nida because she wouldn't be counting the same halacha as Chazal. So what did the Kohen Gadol do? Kada Meitzalishto. He went to go have a conversation with the wife of the Sadducee, and he asked him if he asked this woman if she was keeping the laws of Nida according to the laws of the rabbis or according to the laws of the Sadducees. Amrlo. So this woman said to him, Afal Pisha Neshei Tzedukim Hin. Even though we are the wives of the Sadducees, nevertheless Misyaros Minaprushim Umaros Tamla Chachamim. We have proper respect and fear for the Pharisees, and therefore we keep the laws of the Pharisees, of the Chazal, and therefore we show this question to the sages. And so therefore we keep the laws of Nida according to your tradition, even though we're the Sadducees. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bekian Anu Bahan Yoser Menachol. He says, I know the laws of the Sadducees more than, and the practices of their wives more than most people. Vehei Maros Dam L'Chachamim. And indeed, they show their blood to the Chazal, to the rabbis. Chutz Meisha Achas. There's one woman, Shahaisa B'Shchuna Senu. There's one woman who was in our neighborhood, Shelo Haros Dam L'Chachamim. She refused to show it to the Sadducees, to the Pharisees. She didn't show it to Chazal. Umesa, she died as a result. So the Gemara then asks a fundamental question. Why was he even worried to say if it was Tame? Because maybe the man was with his wife who wasn't keeping the laws of Nida. Anyway, he should be Tame. He's a Sadducee. And therefore he wasn't considered to be like somebody who kept the laws of Tumah and Tahara. Tepukle mishum tzinur dam aretz. He should be anyway ritually impure. The garment should be ritually impure because the sages made a decree about the spit of an am aretz that it's considered to be tameh. And so therefore, even if he hadn't been a Sadducee, and therefore there was no concern that he had been with a nida woman, anyway his spit should be tameh. Amar Abaye says, no, what we're talking about is Bitstoki Chaver. We're talking about a Sadducee who was keeping the laws of like a Chaver, like a Pharisee. Well, the Gemara says, well, that's not a good answer, because Amar Rav Bitstoki Chaver Bal Nida Mashmasle, he wouldn't have been with a Nida woman. So rather, Rava says the answer is, Amar Rav, even though he would have been a Am Haaretz, that would have been Tameh, but we have a special dispensation on top of our daf. It says Rego Have. It was a time of the festival. And so therefore, there was a special dispensation during the festival, Tumas Am Haaretz, Berego Ketahara Shavin Rabbanon. Even though the whole year, the rabbi said that an Ama Aretz is considered to be, their spit is considered to be Tamei. Nevertheless, the rabbi said that on a festival, during the Shalosh Regalim, the rabbis considered the Ama Aretz, who generally was Tamei, ritually impure, they didn't make this decree on the festival. And so therefore, they said that on the festival, they said that the spit of an Am Aretz was not Tamei. And the rabbis have a verse for this, because they quote the verse from the story of Pelegish Begiva, which was a brutal civil war which destroyed thousands of lives in the Jewish people. But it says, Vayeyasev kol ish Yisrael ha'ir ki'ish echad chaveirim. And it says that when all the Jewish people gather, they are like chaveirim. Hakosev asan kulan chaveirim, the Gemara says. The verse looks at all of them like they are chaveirim, meaning to say when we gather together, everybody gets the status of a chaver. So what's the reason why the rabbis were able to make this decree that during the time of the festival, we don't consider people who are Ama Aretz like they are Tamei? Maharetz Chayes explains that because during the time of the festival, everyone needs to eat together. And so therefore, since we want everybody to eat together, we don't want to start saying people are Tamei, and therefore they wouldn't be able to eat together. And so therefore, since we want everybody to have food together and to eat together, therefore we make the laws more lenient. And that's just an incredibly powerful principle, that we should suspend certain stringencies in order to inspire everybody to be able to eat together.